Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. I'm not even going to look at the episode number, to be honest with you. I don't even give a shit. I forgot to look, and I'm not even going back. And that's how you can tell this isn't a Sam Ginsberg episode, because his autistic little mind, he needs to know exactly where we are.
You know that he's edited over an intro to this saying what episode it is. This will bother him.
It will bother him. He's not going to edit anything back over. Otherwise, he would have fixed the terrible episodes that I produce, much like this one. On this terrible episode, we will have just in quality. Obviously, the talent is
just, a lot.
Talent is unbelievable.
Rude as hell. So, I'm out of here.
Becca and Zach are here. Hello, thank you to you both.
Hello, and you're welcome.
What up?
So let's get into it. Zach, what have you What do you have this week?
From Indeed Brewing Company, I've got a beer called Brightside. It is a sea salt and lemon lager.
Oh, 5.2%. A lager goza?
I think so. It's a salty lager, they said.
Interesting.
It poured out very straw colored, almost Mountain Dew green for a hot second. Like, it was like a trick of the light. And then it's back to normal straw colored beer. So there's like a little, like, you know, there's a green tinge through it. And it was kind of frothy whitehead before it settled down.
Interesting.
I taste the lemon. I taste the salt. But it's not sour. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's lemon flavored and a little salty, but then very, very clean on the finish.
Huh.
It's a strange sensation, but I don't hate it.
Okay. It feels like what Corona, like, aspires to be.
Ooh, you know, now that you say that, it tastes quite a lot like Corona with if you were stuck a lemon slice
right.
in it instead
yeah.
of a lime.
All right, well, I have, let's see, the Finn City Brewing Company Poor Man's IPA, 6.6% ABV. It's kind of what color would you say that is? It's not amber. Get out of here, Becca. I don't know why I asked you. I have no idea why I asked you. I don't know. It's kind of like a dirty blonde color, is what I would say. Not amber.
Yeah.
It had a medium-sized
like a fossilized head. Tree sap color.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of like a fossilized tree sap color.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some would say.
No, yeah. There are no mosquitoes caught in this. We're not Jurassic Parking this beer or anything like that. Different size bubbles in the medium head here. It smells, not really hoppy, but more like tropical almost. It is quite hoppy though. This is a pretty classic IPA. It's not hazy. It's kind of like a one note, like pine hop in there. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of refreshing after, you know, 7 years of hazy IPAs or whatever it's been.
When men were men.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Speaking of men, Becca, what do you have going on?
What is that? What?
It's just a joke.
Okay.
I'm not calling you a man.
I don't
it's
know.
Just
I don't
the
know what that
juxtaposition
means.
Is funny. That's why Zach laughed uproariously. It's too bad his mic didn't catch it, but he was just slapping
right.
his knee over there.
That is my knee slaps. They were popping the mic, so
uh-huh.
it wasn't
right.
catching my laugh.
Yeah,
right. I have First State Brewing Company's Infinite Forces Lemon and Lime Hazy IPA. It's 6%, and Tyler had it.
Last week.
I
sure did.
When I poured it out, the head was insane. And I remember that happening to
mm-hmm.
you last week. So
I
poured it really slow. And it's gone. The head is gone.
That's good.
It took me like three separate
Yeah,
tries.
It was very foamy for me
yeah,
as well.
It's crazy. This is not amber.
Nope.
It's very hazy.
Yep.
True to its name. Yellow. I don't know.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
What up, yellowhead?
Oh my god,
you just snorted it up your nose.
No, I put my nose in it.
Becca, that's not
how else am I supposed to get the real
It's like boofing it, but like face style.
Beck is already drunk.
It just smells like beer to me.
Okay.
Off the bat.
It smells wet.
Yeah, that's true. But that tastes good, though. More lemony than limey to me. It's a little tart. I was expecting, like, Sprite or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not really getting Sprite. It's good, though.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
I mean, to be fair, it didn't say it tasted like Sprite.
It's lemon and lime.
Okay. All right.
That's Sprite. She got you there.
You're right. Yep. When you're right, you're right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
If you're white, you're Ben Affleck.
Yes. Absolutely. I have no segue for this, is actually what I was going to say, but let's just go to our first article from InsideHook.com. Just the worst and shortest out of the way first. Cardiff Bars just learned how much Oasis fans like beer. So, folks might know that Oasis, which was a band popular in the 90s, famously split up and recently got back together for a reunion tour. And I guess they started off in Cardiff, Wales. And the fans, yeah, Cardiff, big music scene in Cardiff. Actually, maybe, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Zach was nodding, and it made me feel like I should say something.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to hype you up to just make a comment. I don't know shit about Wales. I'm not going to pretend like I know anything about the semi-country of Wales.
Yeah, yep. So they started off with two concerts in Wales, and according to the BBC, bars in Cardiff City served 810,000 pints over 2 days, which I guess is a lot. I wish this article provided, like...
Wales is a tiny place.
Yeah, I just...
There were only, like, 1,000 people who came to see Oasis.
Right. See, yeah. I wish we had more information like that. Like, how many people were there? What's the baseline? Like, what do they serve on a normal weekend? You know? But we have none of that,
unfortunately.
It didn't say.
That's just sloppy journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. InsideHook.com. They've lost their edge.
Uh-huh.
They've just completely lost it. It's shocking to me that Cardiff needed to learn this.
Right.
If I owned a bar in Cardiff for the beginning of the Oasis reunion tour, I would literally be diving into a tub full of gold coins, like, preemptively for what's about to happen. Like, it's crazy to me that they were like, oh gosh, I can't believe these people who love this dysfunctional band drink a lot. It's like, I can. I fucking can.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I could have told you that.
What does Roy say in the IT crowd? The English drink like
they don't want to live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's Oasis fan.
I'm surprised that they didn't sell more champagne supernovas.
All right, moving on.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's fine.
Hate the twirl.
How does everybody feel about Oasis? What are your thoughts? Give me some opinions on Oasis.
They're so bitchy.
They're extremely bitchy, that's true.
I think it's, like, if Hanson had, like, a really shitty home life, is, like, what Oasis is.
Yeah.
Like, if they weren't religious or whatever. I assume they were. I actually don't know.
Are they?
I assume they're all Mormon.
Hanson?
They look Mormon to me.
Jonas Brothers energy.
They were very religious. They had promises.
They're less edgy. They're less edgy than the Jonas Brothers.
That's absolutely true.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That is tough. That is tough.
Oh, no.
It's like New Jersey and Connecticut.
Connecticut sucks. I hate Connecticut. I don't think a lot... I don't have many feelings about Oasis' music, but I do like that they were just so committed to hating each other.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, we've got...
They fucking hated each other.
Like, multi-million dollar gigs. Like, we could do whatever we want. And they're like, you know what? Well, let's just throw it all away, calling each other like a cunt on stage. Like, let's just do that.
It's so great. And people keep being like, no, that's actually fine. We'll give you another chance at every single concert. Like, you're right. For like 5 months, if they could just not actively hate each other, they'd be millionaires and they could never see each other again.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, they can't stop fist fighting. They can't stop.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's
so fucking funny.
I kind of appreciate the commitment to just really hating each other. In spite of,
it's,
you know,
fucking legit. They hate each other, like, yeah, a lot. Like, I don't hate anyone that much.
Yeah.
If, like, if I hated someone, and then they're like, if you guys start a band for 5 months, you'll be millionaires, I'd be like, I could just not punch this guy for 5 months.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Why do they hate each other?
Who knows?
The love of the game.
Yeah, it seems that way.
That makes sense to
just
me.
Damn all the costs. They're committed to the bit. No, I really don't know. I
love those guys.
I think probably, like Zach said, they had a bad home life, and then, probably, like, disputes over...
They're adults.
Yeah, and then just, like, disputes over, you know, like, who's the most talented, and, like, who's getting attention, shit like that.
That's crazy. It's like when... It's just like, I couldn't tell you two apart. Like, you're gonna fight over your ego. Like, yeah. I don't know which one of you is which.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you're neither one of you is the most talented. Like, get over yourself. If I saw you on the street, I wouldn't recognize Liam or Noel Gallagher.
That's
like,
true.
I would not know that it was them.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Yeah, big time. I just, boy, what a...
That's like Serbs and Montenegrins not getting along. And we're like, I literally, you could be more of the same kind of white person.
Yes.
Like, you literally could be more of the same.
Yeah. Yeah, real Balkan energy going over in Oasis.
That's a lot of tracksuits, I feel like, in the Manchester that Oasis is from.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. The Balkans, yeah, that's a good point, Zach. It's like, you're all separated by, like, one foothill, and they just cannot get over it.
They can't get along.
Yeah.
Right, they're like, we're too different. It's like, literally, have you seen a French person? Like, too different, like... We're not even close to that guy. This is as close as it gets, dude. It's like Starbelly Sneeches over here. Like, what are we doing?
Absolutely true. Come on. Come on, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Get it together.
They broke up. They couldn't do it. They couldn't even be a hyphenated country.
This is a really relatable conversation.
Becky, yeah, what do you have
it
to say about that?
Dr. and Mrs. Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, Becky, can you give us your opinion on the geopolitical situation over in the Balkans?
What similar races do you think ought to be able to get along with?
Wait, what was that?
I didn't hear that. You just dodged a loaded question, Becca.
No, I did not hear the first part of that. Well, anyway, I have no opinion.
Okay, cool. Thank you for breaking in. I appreciate that. We had a hot flow going, and
did you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, Zach, Becca doesn't want to talk about the Balkans anymore. So, what have you been up to?
All right. Well, if we're done talking about the Balkans.
Sorry. It's a hot topic.
I'm trying to think. It's been like a couple weeks since I've been on.
Yeah.
But I want to say that one exciting thing has happened in my life since then. And I don't know if it's true. I think the excitement around here is that there were two baby rabbits in my raised planter, which exists, do not have rabbits in it. It is 3 feet off the ground. And we went back there, and there are two baby rabbits, like, fully furred and, like, hopping around in there. So that means they've been there for weeks, and I haven't noticed. Like... And they've just been hopping around. It's been driving my dog fucking nuts.
Because
he knows they're in there. And so he's constantly walking around the planter, sniffing, like, just leaning his neck up to his nose over the top and just sniffing around. And he keeps bumping into the tomato plant, and it's pissing me off. And then he's, like, knocking tomatoes off it. And I've been like, they're so close to actually being edible. And every time one falls off, I, like, die a little bit.
Oh, no.
Waiting for these fucking tomatoes for like 2 months, and they're finally popping out. They're finally turning red on this like little grape tomato thing that we have, and he's knocking them off. And it's driving me fucking crazy.
So I'm confused about how the bunnies got in there.
Were they born up there? Maybe
they must have been. They must have been.
So
a pregnant rabbit hopped in there, gave birth, and like buried them, and then they've emerged.
I don't think
like
that's
zombies.
How it works.
Kind of.
I don't know how it works. All I can tell you is I've been watering that shit for weeks, and there just were fucking, like, grown rabbits in there.
You planted some rabbit seeds.
Yeah. You helped them grow.
I just, so...
It's
so
crazy.
So then I guess you need to elevate this thing, because clearly the bunny has the hops to get in there.
It's true. I was like, we're gonna have to buy those like fucking chicken wire,
yeah,
extra kind of extendies, and like put like an angle of like chicken wire over the top,
yeah,
looking for an extra. And I'm gonna hear some rabbit fucking beef it off the chicken wire at some point next spring, and I'll know that it worked.
So what else are you
thinking? If they get in there, they're not getting out. Like it's like a fly trap. You like half film it. It's like imagine men just hop in. Like that rabbit's not getting out. Those babies aren't getting out. Like that got a huge problem.
I was cleaning out the shed at the life saving station the other day, and there was some big trash cans that were back there, and in one of them I found a desiccated mouse corpse. I guess it had probably fallen in the trash can and then couldn't get back out.
Oh no!
So, yeah.
Were any of its bones
still? R.I.P.
No, it wasn't in good condition.
Alright.
R.I.P. to a real one.
R.I.P. to a wobbly-footed idiot.
Oh, hey. Respect for the dead.
But what else are you growing, Zach? So you're growing cherry tomatoes.
So we got cherry tomatoes, we got one next to it that is, the tomatoes are like the opposite of cherry, they're fucking huge, they're like a pound each. So we got that growing, so that thing's a fucking beast. And then we've just got some basil and some rosemary growing in there too, that now I like are buried under, the tomato plants were much bushier than I expected them to be, and so the basil and like rosemary are like just trying their best, they're all spindly and weird, no. They're like trying to get out from underneath it.
Now,
so they're all fucked up looking.
Explain to me why you're growing a garden to entice Italians to come over to your house.
Dude, actually, I was saying it the other day where basically, like, when the rabbits got in there, I was like, they're, like, seasoning themselves. You know, it's driving the dog fucking nuts because these rabbits have been living their whole lives in rosemary. Yeah. I was like, that dog's got good taste. I was like, I get it.
So are you going to intervene at all, or are you just like, well, they'll get big enough and hop out eventually?
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I took a look at them, and, like, I looked up, like, based on how old they were, by, like, how they were moving around and shit, and I was like, they're close to being able to hop out. They're clearly not eating the tomato plants at this point. Like, they've had opportunity and just aren't doing it, so I was like, they have something else they're eating up there. And if they're eating some of the bottom basil, it's like, that's fine with me, I don't care. But it does mean that some owl is going to have the best meal of its life. That's yeah. Exactly what it means. So they'll hop out on their own, or they'll be gone.
So you're not going to harvest this rabbit bounty.
I'm not going to kill these things. I can't do it, and I don't want to touch them to like fling them out. I don't want to like scoop them and fling them.
Interesting.
Because they're small enough still. Like, I don't know that they'd be okay on the fall, and I know that I am disgusted enough with them that I'm just going to toss it, and the adrenaline's going to take over, and I'm going to end up throwing them like 5 feet in the air.
Why are you disgusted by baby rabbits, which are maybe the least offensive baby creature?
They're so tiny.
I think I'm disgusted with the idea of hurting them, and I don't think I can touch them without hurting them. It's like, I have this like revulsion about touching them that I just don't want to like overcome.
That is.
If I were to hold one, it would be fine, but like, I know that if I, just the thought of accidentally hurting one is like stressing me out.
Huh.
That's fair. Yeah. I was thinking about how, like, people get that reaction, like, to cute things where they just want to, like, hurt it. You've heard of that, right? Uh-huh. Okay.
I have heard of that. I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to pretend like I haven't for comedic effect. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, so you thought Zach was a monster.
A little bit, no.
This is what was happening.
I just want to crush one against my head like a beer can. Just freaking Stone Cold Steve Austin that thing.
Oh, no. That's so interesting. I would love to spend the rest of the hour diving into the psychological reasons behind that. I find it extremely fascinating.
That's my life.
But I don't think anybody else would be willing to do that. So,
no.
So I guess we'll move on to our next article. Let's see. What do we got now? Okay, here's another boring one from LAist.com. LA's craft beer scene. A new leader emerges in California. So, I guess, I don't know. California has so many breweries that they're sorted into 9 regional guilds. Now,
little guilds.
Yes, I do love the term guild. It makes me feel like I'm living in some sort of fantasy land. Is that a bonus beer? You get a bonus beer there?
It is a bonus beer.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
Nice. So you're going to rate this one pretty poorly, I guess.
I hated it. The thing is, I will absentmindedly drink liquids, so it's not inherently a sign that I like it, but it is a sign that I don't hate it.
It's gotta be hydrated. Gotta keep it drated.
Gotta keep it drated, that's what they say.
I do like the idea of guilds, but I don't really understand how they work or what they do or why, for instance, California would need so many independent beer guilds. But I guess for many years the Sacramento Area Brewers Guild, they were the big dogs. But recently it's been overtaken by the LA County Guild, which has won Guild of the Year at the Brewers Cup of California.
Prestigious.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, bully for them. They also, I guess a lot of their members, won stuff at the Brewers Cup, in California, so that's also good. I don't know. I don't have much to say about this.
Good for them. You know, good for you guys.
It does kind of seem
like...
Yeah.
Just, it might be a little late to the party on the whole craft beer thing. but I'm excited, I guess, that they get to do kind of what everybody else was doing like 10 years ago.
I do think it's funny for this article to be like, wow, you guys know where there's a great beer scene? California.
Sierra Nevada. There's pretty, this little brewery. I thought California's pretty good.
Yeah, like everybody knows that there's a huge beer scene in California. Some of the leaders in craft beer, you know, come out of California. And then it's not like LA is like a tiny little backwater. Like, of course they have the like the resources and the infrastructure to brew beer. So it just seems like a funny premise for an article to me.
Yeah.
Underdog, LA County, doing good.
Well, it's from the website LAist.
It is,
right?
It is.
So they're just tooting their own horns.
I thought they were racist against LA.
Bunch of LAists over here.
Yeah.
I was like, a really well-rounded piece from LAist.com.
Yeah, the keeping their bias out of it, you know? Good job. Who wrote
this? The Daryl Dawkins of LA has clearly gotten to them.
Good job, Cynthia Riboletto, for somehow keeping your hate of LA out of this article.
Yeah, it's because it's written, so you can't see her gag the whole time she's writing it.
I also think it's funny that they chose to interview a guy who launched his brewery during the pandemic. So, again, a little bit late to the party, like you were saying, Zach.
Mm-hmm. That's like every time I saw a restaurant that was like opening up, like right before the pandemic, and the pandemic came, I just remember being like, ah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But people will never remember that you could really only get pizza and Chinese food delivered before the pandemic.
That
for some reason that was it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is one of the good things. Like, overall, I think society got worse because of the pandemic. Like, I am less like sympathetic and empathetic and caring and like generally a meaner person, and I think most people are too. But at least you can get any food delivered and takeout today.
You can get fast food delivered, which is crazy.
Yeah. Last week.
It's crazy. Someone's like, I want Burger King, but they won't go get it. And then they're like, I still need it, though. To me, if I'm like, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
I can't have it.
I'm going to get something better than Burger King.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, Becca. Mm-hmm.
No, last week, I was in Philly, and I was very drunk at 2 a.m. and was like, I need a hoagie from Wawa, but, like, I couldn't drive there, obviously, so I just ordered a hoagie, and 10 minutes later, it was at my friend's door, and it was amazing, and I almost cried thinking about how happy I was that I could get this hoagie, because I was so hungry.
That's awesome. And that's a gas station, too. That's not even like a restaurant. Somebody went to a gas station and ordered your food for you.
Yeah. That's badass.
Wawa is good, though. I got a fucking meatball sub from there the one time that we were out in a place where they had Wawa, and I was, like, shocked by it being good.
They're really
good. It was legitimately good.
I would definitely rather have a sandwich from Wawa than Subway.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Same. Subway is sad. It's, like, depressing.
So sad now.
Yeah.
I worked there, and it's heyday.
I don't know what happened.
Well, what happened?
Like Sam, that's weird.
Yeah, well, Sam jumped ship, though, you know. He has no loyalty.
Well, me either.
How long did you work there? Were you, like, on Twitter defending Jared? You were like, this are made up. This is lies.
Oh, my God. Thank God, no.
This is Quiznos slander.
I worked there from, like, 2007 to 2009. But it was really only, like, a year and a half. It was my first job. And then I left them right before a really huge parade in my hometown, during which that subway was, like, bombarded with drunk people. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't work for you anymore. And they were like, what the fuck?
Sorry. You quit right in their greatest moment of need.
It was awesome.
Was that the $5 footlong era?
Yeah, it was. And fucking, okay, so all of my parents' friends knew that I worked there. So they would see me around town and they would honk their horns and scream out the window, $5 footlong, like, all the time. I couldn't get away from it.
Huh.
And when they still see, well, the last time I saw them, like, years ago, some of their friends sang that song to me again, and I was like, okay, it's been so long since I worked there.
Huh.
It's been 20 years, decades.
Yeah.
I do think Jared being outed as a pedophile just broke Subway's spirit.
Well, yeah.
Well, they sold their soul. They were like, fine, we'll do pizza subs. And you're like, your whole point was that the food was good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because that guy was the worst pedophile of, like, all time, definitely worse than any other fast food mascot in terms of pedophiles go. Like, the Hamburglar's not diddling kids. Like,
that we know of.
Oh, my God.
That's why the Epstein client list isn't coming out. The Hamburglar's paid Trump to keep it secret.
it just says Grimace, like, 40 times.
oh, my God.
Yeah. But you know, if McDonald's wanted a pedophile mascot, they would just call him the Kid Diddler, and that would just be it. Like, the Hamburglar just steals hamburgers. That's just what he fucking does.
That's true.
Like,
you're right.
He's living it. And it's not allowed, either. It's not like they're like, oh, he's like, no, I'm a criminal. I'm a fucking heart criminal.
That's a good point. Why did they introduce crime into the world of McDonald's?
Yeah, I know. What world has both Grimace and crime? Like, what is that guy? Like, they have to reconcile all these things. It's crazy because, like, the kids I work with now were born, like, post 9/11. Like, all of our new hires now are, like, post 9/11 people. And they, like, don't remember that Jared from Subway was a thing. Like, they have no clue what I'm talking about. I was like, remember how Subway's huge spokesperson was, like, a horrific pedophile? They're like, no, what? I was like, do not tell me it worked. Don't tell me it worked, but just never mentioning it has completely turned over in, like, 20 years. Like, it's crazy. Like, look it up. There's a Netflix documentary. You can watch all about it. It's crazy.
I mean, it's like how Coca-Cola, like, hired people to kill environmental protesters in South America. And everybody's like, that's fine. Give me that Coke Zero.
We don't care about that.
It's cool.
People love Diet Coke so much. It's wild.
But yeah, literally, can you imagine dying at the hands of a Coca-Cola death squad? Like, goddamn.
Such a good band name. That is such a good band name.
Holy shit, it is.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Call it death
squad. I don't know. I just feel like that's a terrible way to go out. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Coca-Cola sent me.
When the Dole Fruit Company is shooting you in the forest, you're like, I'm not going to get any justice.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
Keep those good times rolling. What you guys got going on?
That's not how we do it. You know that. Are you trying to channel Sam's spirit and make me mad jumping from content to content?
Oh, my God.
What kind of military junta do you guys have going on?
Oh, wait. Or did we... Was this... Are we going from article to content? I'm sorry, Zach. I think I yelled at you for no reason. That's my bad, Zach.
I turned it back to you for content because we were starting to talk about death squads a little too much.
that was good.
for my taste.
Good instincts. Good instincts. I've had to do two. So one of my coworkers, her heart basically exploded, and so. I have to cover a bunch of programs that she was supposed to do. So, like, yesterday, or not yesterday, because today is Tuesday.
No, what? Oh.
A couple days ago.
I was like, are you okay?
I did a sea shanty sing-along and bonfire program.
I was there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was, I was like, yeah, I can do this program. It's no problem. Like, I'll make a bonfire or whatever. And then, like, 2 minutes before the program, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to sing these songs. Oh, shit. Like, it just, like, I knew it, like, intellectually, but it didn't register, you know? And I was like, oh, fuck.
And then,
And, so, yeah, like, my dumbass had to sing these, like, sea shanties and, like, get people into singing sea shanties.
Well, okay.
And then, the next day, I had to go tell a bunch of, like, ghost stories to kids, because she was supposed to do that program, too. And it's just, it's exhausting, man.
This woman was a performer.
Yeah, big time.
The thing about sea shanties, you don't have to have a good voice.
And I don't.
You did a fine job. None of the people there knew how the sea shanties went, except for me. And you only sang one of them wrong. So, it's fine.
Becca, were you, like, in the crowd, like, pretending to be a neutral third party, but, kinda, like, joining in the song so that everybody else would,
yes,
too?
Yes. Not loud enough.
Hell yeah.
I was trying.
She wasn't. She did. It was good. She bolstered the audience a little bit, but everybody was, like, so...
Yeah, that's awesome.
But, like,
I've done that
so
a couple times.
Everybody's so shy.
What a team.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I break Becca out when I need a plant in the audience, you know?
Smart. It's just smart. Magicians do that. It's
yep.
just good.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, yeah, I had to go tell, like, ghost stories to kids on the beach, and there were, like, free snow cones, and I didn't get a fucking snow cone,
which
and
is
I was
bullshit.
So pissed off.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah. If you're gonna bring snow cones to a fucking event, you give snow cones to every goddamn person at that event, especially the coordinators. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
That's bad business.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't coordinate.
Becca, were you there during the ghost stories as well, like, reacting to the scary parts?
No, but I should have. Oh, no. I should have.
That's okay.
I'd have been pretty good. Oh, shit!
Yeah, with all the kids around, that would have been great.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
It was like 38-year-olds. They would have loved that.
Oh, shit, that came right at you.
Yeah. I guess the programs went fine, but I found them exhausting. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Kids tire me out. How do you do around kids, Zach?
I enjoy hanging out with kids, but I agree it's exhausting because, one, when you're performing, too, like, you have to be locked in the entire time. If you're even, like, in a conversation, like, some people will take over, it'll move to some other side, someone else will kind of do a thing, you can kind of, like, reset. If you're fucking doing everything, like, you're doing literally everything, you're just going for, like, 30, 40 minutes or however long the shit went on. That's exhausting. And plus, kids, you have to make sure they don't die. And, like, they try to kill themselves half the time.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
That is true. But you say you like hanging out with kids? You enjoy hanging out with kids?
Yeah, in, like, a normal way. Like, in a normal, like, introvert way.
Yeah.
I realized what I said, Nick, as you said back, well, I don't know if that's what I want to do.
And you've been working with Subway a lot.
I was a camp counselor, and I enjoyed it very much. I really liked that job.
You were a camp counselor? Really?
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had a group of boys who were, like, they just finished kindergarten, was the age group that I worked with, and they were so fucking fun.
There's a
interesting.
Oh my God.
I don't think I could do
that. They're, like, tiny little people.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the same, they just, like, copy what their parents' mannerisms are, but they say child things. So it's just incredible watching someone throw, like, an adult argument about going to basketball. And they're, like, stomping their feet. So they're just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And they were very North Shore Chicago, so there were a lot of very Jewish children. It wasn't exclusively a Jewish camp, but there were a lot of Jews there. And watching a little Jewish kid complain in just a very, like, Billy Crystal-esque way is just so fun for
That's
me.
That's awesome.
I just love it.
Was this a camp that you had gone to as a child?
Hell no, I couldn't afford to go to this camp. No, this camp was nice.
Gotcha.
This camp was real nice.
I got it. Did you go to camps when you were a kid, like sleepaway camps?
Never a sleepaway camp. I went to the park district, like day camp.
Yeah. That's mostly what I did, too. Like, at the rec center is where I went.
Exactly, exactly. It's just you and Nick, your friends from school, just fucking playing kickball all summer. It was sick.
What about you, Becca?
What's our programming going to be? I was like, nothing. Just let us play kickball all day and then take us to a water park twice a week. Like, I'm fine. That's all I need.
That's awesome. You got to go to water parks?
Hell yeah. I went to Wheeling Water Park. We go to Rainbow Falls.
That's dope.
That's sick.
My God. We were stuck. We had to stay in the playground. That was, well, it was a park, I guess, but it was a pretty small park. That changed my life.
The one up by, like, your grandparents' house?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like, that's like.
Like a jail.
You could walk around that thing in 90 seconds. So the fact that they had to stay there is wild.
Well, we had a bunch of activities. There was also a basketball court, but that fucking... Okay, so I went to Catholic school my whole life, And up until then, I hadn't really hung out. It was, like, in fifth grade. I hadn't really hung out with, like, public school kids. Ooh.
So, don't say it with, like, italics in your voice.
But, like, mingling with those people was so eye-opening. I was like, holy shit. If I don't, like, if I don't catch up to these people, I'm gonna be lost with the fucking Catholic school kids. Like, they were talking about shit that I wasn't even, like, considering. And I was like, oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, so you people are that way, and I need to get that way.
I gotta toughen up.
Yeah.
I hate you keep saying you people.
And that's why
those people.
And that's why Becca was so edgy in college.
What?
I'm saying you weren't. I think it's funny that you were like, I gotta get cool, and then you just like read Harry Potter and hung out.
It was more so like being aware of the outside world. Okay. In Catholic school, you're so shielded from everything else. They didn't even teach us about evolution.
Well,
so,
that, like, of course they didn't.
I go out, I'm like, see all these kids, and I'm like, oh my god, like, they're acting like normal kids. Like, this is weird to me. But I needed to, like, yeah. But also, like, I'm not normal, so of course I read Harry Potter and was weird. But yeah, no, that shit changed my life.
Interesting.
And also, I was, like, the only person from the Catholic school, and the public school kids made it a huge deal that I was from a Catholic school. So it wasn't, like, me doing this. Hmm. It was them being like, oh, gross, you're from St. Joe's. Like, that's so gross.
I feel like Sam probably didn't go to sleepaway camp. I feel like Mary did.
I feel like, yeah, Mary seems like she would go to an annual sleepaway camp and have friends only at the camp. Right. Though, like, they wouldn't hang out. But like, I'll see you next summer.
Yeah.
And then they would just, like, catch up again.
That's just the feeling I get. I will say, though, I did get to go to maybe the ultimate sleepaway camp. I went to space camp, baby.
Hell yeah. They really have space camps?
Hell yeah, they do.
Just, like, a thing to establish someone's a dork in a movie?
Well,
yeah, you motherfucker, talking about me reading Harry Potter. You went to space camp, you bitch!
Yeah, it was rad. It was so rad. It was the best.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
But it was...
She's got you. She's got you pretty good.
Thank you.
I never said I was cool. Space camp ruled. Okay. But it was funny because it was in Huntsville, Alabama. Which is like, oh, that's an interesting place to bring a bunch of nerds.
I'm imagining, like, that's so first cool. of all, like, the town being like, there's a weird cult up there, and they're just pulling a thumb up at you guys, it's just space camp.
Yeah. But, that was all the sleepaway camp I did. I packed it all into that one, which I think is pretty good deal.
I was too nervous to go to a sleepaway camp.
That's fair. I had no desire. I don't know that I was nervous, but I was like, my friends are all here. Why would I want to leave them and hang out with a bunch of people I don't know?
Specifically Jews. The only offers on the table for me were like a Jewish sleepaway camp that was like in my neighborhood. And it was like, you're like Hebrew school friends. And I was like, no, all my friends are at Park District camp.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these people that much. And plus, also, you think I'm going to a Jewish-themed camp? Nice try. Are you kidding me? It's not going to be that fucking easy.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my cousins always wanted to go to sleepaway camp, and then he would, like, have regrets partially through it and escape.
What?
And he would just break out of sleepaway camp, like, over and over.
What
and
a I was psycho.
Like, hilarious. Why do you keep sending him? You know he's just going to break out in, like, 4 days.
I'd be like, dude, if you keep fucking breaking out, we're not going to send you there. It's not Shawshank Redemption. Like, you can't go next year if you break out this year. Like, I don't care what you say next summer.
Well, he didn't. He would go to a different camp and break out of that one.
That makes sense to me.
You're not going to like it any better. It's the same. They have a lake. There's a canoe. You have to sleep there.
I'm not.
Like, it's all the same shit. Like,
I know. I'm right there with you. I don't know why. I don't know why he asked to go, and I don't know why they agreed to let him go. But for, like, years.
What does he do now?
I think it might be. Okay. So, it's probably anxiety. Like, when I was a kid, I'd be like, yeah, I should do all this stuff. And, like, then I would get up to it, and I'd be like, no. perfect example. There was a blueberry pie eating contest, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to do this. And I got up there, and I was like, I don't like blueberries. I got to go. And I ran off the stage.
Where was this?
It was at that park, actually.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't at that camp. It was at, like, a festival at that park, and there were, like, 13 other people on stage. It was horrible.
You quit. The thing is, they can't make you eat more than you want. So you can always just leisurely eat some blueberry pie and just be like, oh, guess I came in last.
That's
like,
true.
Thanks for the free pie, idiot.
Yeah. I think I was like 7, actually, when that happened.
Sam,
did you sign up for a contest?
They were like, who wants to be in this contest? Like, they just like announced it, and I was like, hell yeah, I'll go up on that stage.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not built for this.
No, I didn't even like blueberries. I just wanted to get up on the stage.
You just wanted a little attention.
Probably.
Yeah,
I didn't get much at home.
That's fair.
See, I would like that. I want to go to the Nathan's Who Wants a Little Attention every President's Day or whatever. I just want a little attention. Just get up there and people will clap. And when you feel like you've had enough attention, you get down.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that. Well, let's go to our last article here from MissouriNet.com. That's a weird website. Drink up, Missouri Governor Kehoe signs American Beer Act into law. So the governor over there, Mike Kehoe, has signed the American Beer Act, which reduces the state's malt liquor tax from $1.86 a barrel to 62 cents a barrel, provided that malt liquor was produced in the U.S., so, kind of like a little beer tariff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Zach is frozen. Or maybe we're frozen. I think probably we're frozen.
Maybe we're both frozen.
I'm warm.
Yeah, it's hot.
This beer's making me warm.
Yeah, we only got another little bit. Mm-hmm.
Trying to get out of here.
Oh,
hey,
are you trying to get out of here?
No, I can just see. I was just listening to you guys.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they're trying to tip out. Like, yeah, Priya, don't worry. We just got a couple more minutes.
It's so hot.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm busted over here. Damn. They reduced it to 62 cents a barrel, provided it's produced in the U.S. I guess like a little beer tariff, like to encourage people to make their beer in the U.S. I don't know why Missouri's taking the lead on this.
Anheuser-Busch, they gotta give the... You know who really suffers? Anheuser-Busch. If the people in Missouri could just stand to have a few less tax dollars so this giant brewery can profit a little more.
Yeah.
Like, is that too much to ask?
I mean, I guess theoretically I see what he's doing. He's like, you know, if more companies produce in the U.S., like, maybe we'll have more jobs. But also, it's just produced in the U.S. It's not like American companies. Like, AB InBev is not an American company, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just going to be given tax breaks to a lot of multinational corporations.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that the governor is Republican in Missouri. This is, like, intentional. It's not like this is misguided.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But then what would I have to say about this article then?
Probably that Missouri sucks. It's like, what if Arkansas didn't have any cool geography? And what if Indiana was a little warmer?
I don't think I've ever been to Missouri. But clearly you have.
No, I've never been. I'm just prejudiced.
Just throwing bombs.
Fuck Missouri.
I just think Midwestern Republican states are the worst.
Yeah. They just want to make sure everybody lives their worst life possible.
Yeah.
Right, what if no one's having fun? What if we could live in a world where no one could have fun any different from how I want to have fun?
Yeah.
It's just the way you want to have fun sucks. It's a potato salad. It fucking blows.
That's true. I'm not into mayonnaise-based salad. I don't like pasta salad. I don't like potato salad. I'm not into it.
Pasta salad does
not
have
a place, but like, don't tell me it's a good time. That's like my cottage cheese era.
Yeah.
I'm like getting a little boring. Like, I'm not trying to have a good time with a potato salad. So you gotta give me higher heights than that.
Yeah, something to aspire to, for sure.
Exactly.
But yeah, he really is trying to lead the charge. He says he'd love if other states copied this law.
Sure.
I'm sure some will, to be honest with you. I just don't know that it's going to do anything for anybody who doesn't own a multinational corporation.
Well, like, the margins are so slim, this can only really be profitable if you're, like, producing millions of barrels of malt. Like,
yeah,
it's $1.86 for a whole barrel? Seems totally fair to me.
Yeah.
Debatably, I thought, yeah. You can tell me tax on that is, like, $6. For, like, a barrel is a lot.
That's
like,
true.
A lot of
yeah.
malt.
Yeah.
Like, a whole barrel? I don't think I've ever seen a barrel of any liquid in my life, like, one time. Like, that's fucking crazy. You know, like, $1.86 is too much per yeah. barrel? That's crazy. Like, what?
That's nuts.
That's got to be hundreds of dollars worth of beer in a barrel of malt.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Like, what are we talking about? And then, like, yeah, they knocked it down, like, $1.20. If I'm, like, a small brewery, yeah, I say, I don't know, I say, like, $60. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's not that much. Yeah. That's not much money.
That's true. Zach, if only you were governor of Missouri.
The great governor of the great state of Missouri.
Oh, you're the governator of Missouri. I see.
The governator of Missouri.
Weirdly enough, he wasn't a terrible governor.
It's weird that he was actually a semi-competent yeah. governor yeah. of a purple state at the time.
Yeah. I mean,
what's crazier to me is that California was like Republicans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think all his policies were great, but he wasn't disastrous, and he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I feel like that's leaps and bounds over what I would have expected.
Yeah.
He was sincerely trying. Like, he was sincerely trying to do a good job and not enrich himself, and he drove around in a Hummer before Hummers were allowed to be driven by the general public, which was pretty fucking cool. He just smoked cigars and cheated on his wife. He's like JFK.
That's true. You're not wrong.
Yeah. In a lot of ways. He cheated on Maria Shriver from the news. The woman who did the news.
He didn't think she was going to break that story?
She was like, hey, she's not her maid. And I was like, that'd be classic. A classic move. It's
classic because yeah. it works.
And he's got a super Brazilian child now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because his maid was, he made like a super soldier with his maid, is like what he did.
That kid does have just massive proportions.
He's a giant. He's a fucking yeah. little warlord.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's Conan the Barbarian right there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He put all his testosterone into that kid, and then he has that like GQ model other kid who's like normal looking.
Yeah.
He's like handsome, but he's like normal looking. You're like, what's going on?
Very slim.
You should be juiced to the gills doing squats right now.
All right.
You're wasting your potential.
Well, this is good and timely governator commentary. You know, I think we should end with some of these cutting-edge political bits. Zach, what did you think of your beer this week?
Yeah, so I had from Indeed Brewing Company, Brightside, the Sea Salt and Lemon Lager, 5.2% ABV. What I liked about this is that it wasn't a hazy IPA. I was thinking that as I was drinking it. Like, it's not that it's, like, amazing, 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 but, like, everything. I was like, everything I've had in the last, like, 3 years is, like, exactly the same. There's no diversity of beer anymore, and someone just doing something different was refreshing. It tastes really good. Like you said, it's, like, a really elevated Corona. It's, like, what Corona is kind of trying to do. I could easily drink six of these in a backyard. For what it was very pleasant. It was slightly bitter with like lemon peel, a little salty, just to kind of have you going back for another sip. I really liked it. This is an 8.1 for me.
Wow.
Nice.
That's great. I feel very similar about my beer. The Finn City Brewing Company's Poor Man's IPA, 6.6% ABV. This beer is not really doing anything like new or interesting in the way yours was, but again, I'm just so happy to not be drinking a hazy IPA. Like, it's just one note. It's just one piney hop that we've got going on, but at least it's hoppy and clean, and so for that, I'm going to give it a 7.5, honestly, just because I'm so happy it's not hazy, and I'll recommend it to Sam. I think this would really tickle him. So, yeah, Sam, when you get around to listening to this episode, try to find the Poor Man's IPA from Finn City Brewing Company. Becca?
I had First State Brewing Company's Infinite Forces Lemon and Lime Hazy IPA, 6% ABV. It was really good. I finished the whole thing. It was very easy to drink. There's a lot more lemon than lime, which I enjoy because I don't like lime.
Oh.
And it reminded me of Mountain Brew.
Hell yeah.
Obviously. And I don't know, like, it was clean. Not crisp, but it was clean. It was really good. I'm going to give it a 7. Sorry, I forgot this the whole point.
All right, cool. Well, good, good. I'm glad everybody had an enjoyable beer. That's not always the way it works. So, Zach, Becca, thank you for being on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Listener, I hope you've had an enjoyable episode with us. And I guess if you want to tell us about your favorite camp experience, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstuesday.com, or you can blue sky at us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let the best give you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me. Got what you need.
Also, I just love now, like, Swedish people and Norwegian people, like, Finnish people are so weird. It's like, you're all weird.
Yeah.
You're all weird, and you all eat nothing but fermented fish. Because you've never had a single black person in your country telling you not to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you leave white people alone, we start pickling cabbage and pickling fish and pickling eggs, and that's all we have.
Yeah.
That's, like, literally all we do. And it's just like, what the fuck are we doing? There's just, like, something wrong with us.
When the melanin gene turns off, the fermenting gene turns on. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.